She had horrible laryngitis, and she eked out in this scratchy, really quiet voice to me that she was uninvited from the family Christmas party because of her laryngitis, and no one wanted her to spread it to the children. So she would be spending Christmas alone. And my heart was breaking for this woman.
Welcome to The Lisa Show, where we take a good look at life. Hey, it's Lisa, and I'm so excited for this episode. And not only because it's almost Christmas, but because you get to meet my family. Well, at least my work family. Today in the studio, I have some of the people that help bring you The Lisa Show every week. And I love these folks, and you will too. They light up my day. And speaking of light, each year, The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints invites everyone to light the world through small and meaningful acts of service during the Christmas season. It's part of an annual campaign that we love here at The Lisa Show. To learn how you can get involved, visit lighttheworld.org. Today's episode is devoted to some of these small acts of service. I've asked my work family to share some stories of service to help get us all in the holiday mood and thinking about how we, too, can light the world this Christmas. Without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to the Lisa Show family. We'll start with Blake. Blake is our most senior student producer. He does so many things around here that I can't even name them all. But most importantly, if you're listening to this episode, that's because Blake got it online and got it all on the interwebs. Well done, Blake. Blake, you're part of the Lisa Show family. What does Christmas mean to you?
It's a time to be together as family. It's a time to connect. It's a time to relax. And more than anything, I think it's a time to serve. It was always kind of instilled in me growing up that service was important and that when we lose ourselves in service to others, we're really giving ourselves to God. And that was just such a major point of Christmas for us growing up.
That's really beautiful.
It was great.
It's really significant when you talk about like what Christmas really means.
Yeah, it is. And what's so funny is until I was about 14, I hated it.
You know what? A lot of parents are going to be hearing this and going, oh, that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Because you just keep trying because now you're an adult and now you can see the value of it. Till 14. Okay, so what changed?
Yeah, there was one service project in particular that changed it. But up until then, anytime we went and did service, it was always for the purpose, at least for me, of a Boy Scout merit badge. I was not serving for any other reason. I didn't want to.
You wanted the prize.
I didn't think it was fun. Yeah, I wanted the prize. And one day we, as a local church congregation, there was a service project that we had where we went and visited a shelter in Los Angeles that was for women and children who had been abused by spouses or otherwise. And that really hit home. It was really hard growing up, just me and my mom for such a long time. And so I knew what it was like, at least somewhat, for some of these kids. I knew kind of going into this project that I was going to see things that made me sad, and mm-hmm. that inherently made me not want to go. I was like, I'd rather just
let's just not
face
think about
reality.
It.
Yeah, you know, I was comfy. I had a great childhood, and so I didn't want to go and see that. But as soon as I walked in, I just felt instantly that that was where I needed to be that Christmas, was helping others. The things that I saw there, and I don't even think I was doing anything to really help all that much at that service project. There was a lot of heavy lifting, and I helped move some stuff around. But more than anything, I played with the kids. And seeing the look on their face when we got to hang out, we got to play games. I played Pac-Man for probably like 3 hours with these kids. I thought it was awesome. And seeing how much joy it brought them to have somebody to hang out with, and seeing how much joy it brought the parents to see their kids having fun, it really changed my whole perspective on service. I instantly kind of understood why we serve others and why God is so intent that we serve others. And it's because really that's why we're here, is to lift each other up and to bring joy into other people's lives. I hope that they're able to look back on that with happiness the same way I do.
That's really beautiful, Blake.
Thank you.
That's really beautiful. So, you know, we come into a Christmas season and people talk about the lights and the sugar cookies and I don't know, all of the things, mm-hmm. the presents and being together with family. And for you, how will you use that, hey, Christmas is about service upbringing that you had moving forward as an adult?
That experience has really motivated me to serve year round, not just around Christmas. I love serving others now, and it's so much fun to be able to participate in projects and see the change that I can bring to one person's life or to a local community through all these projects that I participate in. I think it's important to bring kind of the Christmas joy and cheer and spread it year round to those around you.
I'd now like to introduce you to another one of our student employees. This is Gracie Davis.
I'm Gracie. I work as one of the post sound producer people on the Lisa Show. We were just talking about how I am the backbone of the show.
You are.
There would not be a show.
You're welcome, without you.
Everybody. So hold the applause, please, please.
You are a joy and a delight to work with. Everyone needs to know that. Your smile just like explodes. It just reminds me of the movie Elf. Smiling's my favorite.
Smiling's my favorite.
Okay, so we're talking about the Christmas season.
Yes.
And Christmas on the Lisa Show. And we wanted to get stories about like what Christmas means to you or what it represents or a good memory from it that like encapsulates your feelings about it.
Sure, yeah. So I would say Christmas is the season of giving, and service is the way that I feel most connected to Christ and like therefore Christmas. It's the way I feel most connected to human beings in general, I think. I don't know, it's how I find the most joy in life. So naturally, when I think about what Christmas means to me, why it's special to me, I think about service and like seeing beautiful acts of service, particularly in people around me, serving other people. So I have this story. Last year during the Christmas season, me and my now fiance actually.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank
you. This is very exciting. More on that later.
We went to Smith's at like 9 p.m.
The
to
grocery
get ice
store.
Cream. Yes, mm-hmm. the grocery store. I went shopping and we pull up to the grocery store and walk in. And there's this blind homeless man. He's got all his stuff with him, you know. And naturally, my first instinct is to just keep walking, like avert eye contact. We like keep walking forward. And then Nate, my fiance, realizes that he's speaking to us. So he like turns around and goes back to him. And I'm like, Nate, what are you doing? Come on, let's get our ice cream. But this man starts speaking to both of us in Spanish. And Nate happened to serve in LDS mission Spanish speaking. So he just starts chatting it up with this man. And this man is just asking where something is in the store, right? So at that point, my instinct would be, oh, it's just like around the corner there. But Nate was like, here, let me guide you to the place, you know? So he takes this man, leads him by the cane, and he leads him around the entire grocery store to find everything that he needs to get, just chatting it up with him in Spanish, learning about his life, connecting with him. I'm like walking behind them, and I just can't believe. Whereas my first instinct is to just stay focused on what I needed to do. His first instinct was, oh, somebody needs help. Let me help them. Mm-hmm. Like, regardless of who they are. Oh, it was just so nice. I was just watching them from behind thinking, this is what Christ would do. This is how you love the people around you, regardless of who they are, where they've been, or where they're going, despite your differences in life. That is how you love your neighbor. It just made me feel like this is how people are supposed to be. This is what humanity is supposed to be like. And I think Christmas is a great time to just accentuate that part of yourself. And it's a way to find more joy by serving the people around you and like making a conscious effort to do things that maybe you wouldn't do otherwise.
My next guest is Kenny. He is one of the student producers on The Lisa Show. Without him, we'd be a disorganized mess. Creatives, am I right? Here's Kenny. Is there a particular Christmas that means more to you than another one? One that stands out?
I lived in Italy for a few years after high school, and it was my second Christmas away from home. And I had just moved to a new city. I didn't really know anybody. I had some new like roommates and didn't know very many people in my like church congregation, which is really where I find my community wherever I go, right? You know, I'd been there for like a week, and the people, the congregation of the church, they got together and got me and my roommates a bunch of Christmas gifts and provided a breakfast for us and just kind of welcomed us into the area, and was really special because it's like they didn't even really know us yet, you know, and they did all of this to help us to feel welcome. So that was a really
beautiful.
Special Christmas.
Will you introduce yourself and tell me how you're related to the Lisa Show family?
My name is Kiplin Kober. I am one of the sound engineers that works on the Lisa Show. So I do all the fun, magical, behind-the-scenes things that makes it sound shiny and new.
I love it. You work on other shows.
I do work on other shows.
To be fully transparent.
Yes.
But this is your favorite show to work on. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
You're right. I really do enjoy the Lisa Show.
You don't have to say anything else. You're very smart.
Off the record, though.
Okay, got it.
I really like the Lisa Show.
Just wink if it's your favorite. Yeah. Okay, got it. Cool. All right, Christmas means a lot of different things to different people. But for you, what does Christmas mean for you?
I think for me, a lot of times, Christmas just means connectivity. I think it's a time that people just come together. And I think we look for more opportunities to serve people during Christmas time.
A lot of people have mentioned service, and I think these are the ways that people want to honor or give a gift to Christ. Has service impacted you in a particular way?
Absolutely. I think we have times of faith that we're very into it, we're very faithful, we're very religious, and we have periods of times that it's, you know, maybe a little farther in the back burner. At least that's how I've experienced it. You know, we have like ebbs and flows, I think, in our faith journey. And once upon a time, I was experiencing kind of a dip in my faith. I was having a hard time specifically reading the scriptures. And I was talking to one of my friends about my struggle of doing that. And she heard my story. I was like, well, my family has this group chat, and every time one of us reads our scriptures, we send a little heart emoji in our group chat, and it helps us remember to read our scriptures, and it's just kind of like a fun thing that we do. And she was like, I could do that with you. I could send you a little heart emoji every time I read my scriptures, and you can send yours in, and it'll be a way that we can keep each other accountable for that. And I, being my lovely cynical self, was in my brain like, okay, let's see how long this lasts. Like, we're probably just going to get busy in a couple months and it'll just, you know, fade away. And that was about 2.5 years ago. And we still do it every single day.
Really?
Yeah. I get a little heart emoji from her and I send my heart emoji back. And I think that it has really helped me remember to read my scriptures. And I think that the world and the media that we consume in this world really pulls us a lot of different directions. And taking, even if it's just a little bit of time to step out of that world and read scriptures, read something that is pulling us closer to God, I think it allows us to, you know, like take that step back and remember who we are as people. Like, we are immortal beings experiencing mortality, right? And it also was just so awesome because I feel like sometimes in life we tell people the things we're struggling with and they listen to you and they validate you and it's really awesome and it's really good. But she, like, you know, something I was struggling with and was like, let me help you, right? Like, she put action behind that.
Yeah,
she was like,
took it a step further.
Right. And it was something literally so easy, literally so simple, just a little heart emoji every day. And man, I have not felt so loved and taken care of. I don't know. It was just really beautiful and a very kind thing for her to do. And I'm really impressed that we still do that.
These last two stories today come from my two right-hand women, Erica and Becca. They are my senior producers, my confidants, my friends. Ugh, also, they know too much. They know everything. You know what I mean? When I say we feel like family, it's true. Erica, introduce yourself as the real star of the Lisa Show.
Oh, please. One star in a firmament of stars. I'm Erica. I am one of Lisa's producers.
And dear friend.
Best job on the planet.
Oh, you're the best.
Love it.
We have a good time together, I think.
I love the most common heard phrase at work when they pass by the Lisa Show desks is, you guys are having way too much fun.
I know. We get told that a lot.
We get told that so many times.
They were trying to spread Christmas joy.
That's
every,
right.
All year round.
That's right.
This is our very special Light the World Christmas episode. I've been asking everyone on our team what Christmas means to you, what impact it has, but I'm looking at your face and I'm asking you this and it hits differently because you and I understand each other because we're thinking about it as ourselves, yes, but we're thinking about it as moms with a lot of experience, with a lot of kids. So we have just these memories and these expectations. It means something different, I think, for moms, especially in middle age.
I think the weight of making someone's dream come true. I mean, in every other instance, it seems like the kids are in charge of their own dream, right? Like, oh, you want to grow up and be an astronaut? Great.
Yeah.
You get good grades. You go to school. You take care of that. I'll be here to support you, but you're the one making your dream come true. Christmas, it's different. It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure. Which is why when people have made my dreams come true at Christmas, and those dreams are not like a new car or a great piece of jewelry. It's not that kind of thing. It's just when I feel seen and I feel cared for at Christmas. Those moments are tender because as a mom, it kind of feels like who's taking care of the moms.
Yeah.
I think we've had this conversation before, so...
Definitely on the Lisa Show and definitely behind the scenes.
Yeah. So one of my favorite Christmas memories is actually about that. I don't know about you, but I swear that the week of Christmas, I am at the grocery store every day.
Yes. What is that? And I make lists and I swear I buy butter every single time. And I keep extra butter in the freezer and it's always like, gotta go back for some butter. Like, what is that?
Yes. And then when I do the body scan and they tell me what my body fat percentage is, I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense. That tracks. When I see how much butter we ate at Christmas. But I found myself on Christmas Eve morning missing things in my cupboards, which they're the kind of things that you're not constantly replenishing. So I seem to remember that there was like, I needed a certain bottle of extract. And if I didn't have it, we would not have the Christmas cookies that we always have at Christmas and just some weird little things that weren't on my radar. And I thought, I do not want to be at the grocery store on Christmas Eve. Everyone's going to be there. It's going to be a nightmare. And so I set my alarm in the wee dark hours of the morning to be there when the doors open so I could get in and get out. And I was tired.
To say the least.
Yeah. I just didn't care about how I looked. So I literally went to the store in pajama pants and a secondhand sweatshirt. I mean, I looked like I literally crawled out of the gutter.
But it's Christmas Eve.
And it's Christmas Eve. And I thought, who's going to be at the store?
Right.
Well, turns out there weren't many people at the store. It was me and another lady in the checkout line. And there was this teenage girl working the register. And the woman in front of me, I remember her list. She had a small turkey, some vegetables, and two poster boards. And as the checker was ringing up the poster boards, she kept typing in the product number as the price.
Oh.
So they kept ringing up as $5 million poster boards. And I looked at the woman, I'm like, wow, those are some expensive poster boards. Like, ha-ha. And instead of the checker apologizing to her, the checker just kept complaining like, oh, this is the worst morning. And oh, and she kept typing it in wrong again and again. And this woman was so patient with her, didn't say anything. And finally, the checker decided, I'm going to go get my manager and she can figure it out. So as we were standing there, I found out why the woman said so little. She had horrible laryngitis and she eked out in this scratchy, really quiet voice to me that she was uninvited from the family Christmas party because of her laryngitis. And no one wanted her to spread it to the children. So she would be spending Christmas alone.
Oh,
and
my
she
word. Oh,
wanted
I just
to come
cry.
And get herself a turkey and some vegetables so she could have a little dinner. And my heart was breaking for this woman. And, you know, I don't want to judge the family. I don't know what was going on, but I could tell it was painful for her. And I just didn't know what to do. But the manager came over, fixed the poster boards so they rung up correctly. And this woman bundled up her things and started to walk away. As I was standing in line, I patted my pocket and I was like, okay, yeah, my credit card's there. Good. So I go to pull it out to buy my items and I realize it wasn't my credit card. It was my work ID.
Oh,
and I didn't have a phone and I didn't have a wallet because I literally had rolled out of bed, gotten in the car. And I was like, son of a gun. Like,
come on.
So let me get this straight. I have to come back to the store twice. Like, oh, yes. It just, oh, it was everything I was dreading. And it was snowing outside. And
of course it was.
Of course it was. So I have to drive through horrible weather. I have to come back to the store for the second time. I'm just so annoyed. And so I look at this Henri checker and I'm like, can you please just hold my items? I'll be back in 20 minutes once I grab a credit card. This sweet woman with the turkey hears my predicament as she's walking out of the store. She comes back and she says, I want to pay for your groceries. Can barely eke it out. And I'm like, oh, no. It's okay. I'm just going to run home and grab my credit card. And she's like, no. And as she said it, she swipes her card.
Oh.
And I looked at her just with this face of like, oh, what? I should be doing something for you. And she said, you know what? I just feel the love of Christ today, and I have to share it. And as she says that,
oh my gosh,
she then takes out two $20 bills, and she presses one into the hand of that ornery, incompetent checker. And she says, Merry Christmas to you. The checker, the checker started to cry. This ornery little teenager starts to cry. And then she pressed another $20 bill into the hands of the bagger, who was completely uninvested in his job. And she walked away. And I just thought, that is what Christmas is all about, right? And I was like, oh, I get it now. The spirit of Christmas, the way you let it in is by letting Jesus out, right? It's just like letting him out and blessing other people's lives. And it was small for her. She didn't, you know, and I didn't have that many items, to be fair. It wasn't like a $200 haul at the grocery store. But for a woman who should have been the one that I was taking care of, for her to take care of me, for a mom who's trying to take care of everyone else, it meant the world to me.
Of course it did.
Yeah.
That's not how I thought the story was going to go. But how interesting that that's not where it went. And I think it's really interesting too, because we never know the outcome and the effect of how we treat others. We don't.
Yeah.
And we can have seemingly simple, careless interactions with each other. We do all day long with other people. And some of them change people's lives.
Yeah.
And sometimes we get to know and sometimes we don't.
Yeah.
That woman, she may not remember doing that.
Well, and now I want to be that woman, right?
Right. Like, I hear that story. I want to be that woman.
Yeah.
And as you're saying it, I'm thinking, oh, I should just have some $20 bills in my pocket. And who knows who needs what? And just being at the ready.
Yeah. I look back at that moment with such tenderness, but also regret, thinking, you know, I don't ever want to be the person that walks away not having taken care of someone else at Christmas. And we can do it in so many simple ways. Maybe I did take care of her by just
listening
and validating to some extent. I gave her a huge hug, and maybe that's the only hug she would have had that day.
Right. You that's know? What I'm saying. Like, you don't know.
You just don't know.
You just don't know. I've been a very sad, very overwhelmed woman in a grocery store line many times.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've shared this with you before, too, that I just thought if somebody looks at me wrong, I might shatter in a million pieces. And I know what that feels like.
Yeah.
And when someone asks about you and just shows a little kindness and a little just connection of like, hey, I'm doing this hard thing. You know, she was able to tell her story. That is helpful.
Yeah.
It has been for me.
I hope she's having an incredible Christmas.
She
deserves it,
one.
And she's blessed my life forever because I'll never forget that story.
Okay, so introduce yourself and your relationship to the Lisa Show family.
Okay, I'm Becca Hurley-Lung, and I am a producer on the Lisa Show.
And we've been together for a long time because you used to be a student producer. You went away. You finished school, you got another degree, you did some things, you lived some life, you came back as a producer.
Which
is my
really
great
fun.
Delight. Okay, Christmas time, so many things and thoughts. What does Christmas mean to you?
I'd love to tell you a story.
Please do.
About
you know I love a good story.
There was this one Christmas that felt really different, kind of, outside of all the routines and all the little comforts and things that I was looking forward to. And this was partially because my family doesn't like to celebrate Christmas on the day of Christmas. It's just never convenient. So our ritual is doing Christmas in like January, early January. But because of that, for the first time I was away from home, my family was far away. The family members who normally lived close were also out of town. And so I realized sort of last minute that on the actual day of Christmas, I was going to be totally alone. And I was like, what do I do at this time? Everything's closed. There's nothing to do. I feel like I should be doing something. And I had a friend who worked in a nursing home, and she had sort of just put out a call. She said, hey, I work at this nursing home, and a lot of the people there don't get visitors, and they're really lonely if anyone ever wants to come spend some time. And so I thought, well, maybe this is just something that I'll go do. So on that Christmas day, I just walked around, and I made friends, and I just said hello. And it was actually kind of somber because it just made me realize how many people were just alone on Christmas Day. And I did my best. It was really tiring. It was energizing to feel like, oh, I'm doing a good thing, and to feel like hopefully this made a little difference. But it was also a little overwhelming because it was like, oh, at the end of the day, I only made it to so many rooms and I'm really tired. You know, when it was finally time to go, it was evening, it's like getting dark outside, and I started to throw this big pity party for myself, because here I was, it was Christmas Day, I was like, man, here I'm doing a good thing, doing service, yeah. And I still feel just so lonely, and of all of the loneliness that I tried to help today, it just feels like a drop in the bucket, like I don't know that I actually got anything done, and now I am still just alone. I passed a little Chinese restaurant, and I thought, oh, I'll just go get myself something to eat because I'm feeling so sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sad and self-righteous. And anyway, so I go into this restaurant, yeah. And so there's a lot of people in there, and I'm sitting and I'm waiting, and it's kind of quirky and it's homey, and there's this child who's right inside the entrance, and he's just sitting there grinning. And while I'm waiting for a table, he just comes up to me silently, and he hands me a piece of candy, oh. And he walks away. And then he's just kind of floating around. And through my whole time in this restaurant, as I'm having my meal, he'll just occasionally come up to me and slip me another piece of candy. And it just touched me so much, maybe just because this was a stranger, someone I've never seen again, but it was this like little act of kindness and love and light. And in that moment where I also felt like I had tried so hard to fix my own loneliness by helping someone else's, and I didn't feel like I'd really succeeded. It was like, oh, sometimes it doesn't take very much. And it really meant something to me. This little tiny act, it changed the way I felt. I remember that so much. I kind of felt like in that moment, it was just one of those little things where God was saying to me, I see you, and that little thing you've done is enough, and the proof of it is in this little thing, which is enough for you right now. So that was a Christmas I remember.
That's beautiful.
Gosh, I love a good Christmas story, especially ones that inspire me. I know I'm usually the one sharing stories around here, and you've probably already heard my best ones at this point. But today has reminded me that everyone has a unique light to share, and especially at Christmas. Lighting the world isn't done in expensive, grand, formulaic gestures. Lighting the world happens with small pinpoints of shared goodness. The little things we do matter. I'm so grateful to my Lisa Show family for sharing their experiences and for reminding me that the best way to let the Christmas spirit in always starts with letting the Christmas spirit out to family, friends, neighbors, people in the checkout line, strangers at restaurants. And before you know it, those small acts of service end up lighting the world. From the Lisa Show family to yours, Merry Christmas.
The Lisa Show is a production of BYU Radio, hosted by Lisa Valentine Clark. This episode was produced by Erica Price with help from Becca Hurley-Lung, Blake Morse, and Kenny Mears, with post-production by Gracie Davis. For more information and ideas on how you can serve others this Christmas, check out lighttheworld.org. Don't miss out on two other great podcasts from the Lisa Show family, The Council of Moms and Proofread, a new book review podcast to help you read more of what you love. You can find The Council of Moms and Proofread on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. As always, thanks for your messages. We read them all. And thanks for listening.
Hi, it's Lisa from The Lisa Show. And if you want to hear another great show from the BYU Radio family of podcasts, check out Constant Wonder. Host Marcus Smith takes you on an exhilarating journey through captivating stories of our magnificent natural world. You'll gain profound insight into different facets of our planet. Prepare to discover more about nature and perhaps even ponder your connection to Earth's wonder. Constant Wonder. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.